Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Baptist with Professor H.J. Mackinder, International Relations, Seven Capitals, Seven Points of View. We go to Beijing, which right now is said to be in distress economically. At the same time, it is expressing its intentions to recover Taiwan. At the same time, the General Secretary is headed to San Francisco to sit with the President of the United States. At the same time, we're told the president is going to ask Xi Jinping for his voice to Tehran, for Tehran to tell its agents, that would be Hezbollah, the Houthis, Hamas, the militias of Iraq, Palestinian Islamic Jihad, to tell them to back off. Professor, Beijing's point of view, and I would say the word delusion is appropriate at this point.
Well, John, that is certainly the right word. The question is, who is deluded most? I would say that that when we consider the situation in China, which I will do in just a second, it will be clear that they're deluded. But I think that the pursuit of China by the United States, all of these cabinet secretaries, and they're all going to China. Mrs. Yellen has been meeting with, with one of the top Chinese leaders, their foreign minister was all over the place. We're not even being hoodwinked. We're engaged in this kind of self-deception and wishful thinking, which is very bad. Now, what you said that China is said to be bankrupt. They're out of money. There, for the first time, the amount of capital that was being exported from China this last month was greater than the amount of incoming investment. Now, a few years ago, incoming investment was 10 times outgoing investment. That was when China was sort of in business and things seemed to be going well, although there were deep underlying problems, above all the problem of debt. Now, after 10 years of Mr. Xi's strikingly unsuccessful and inept rule, China is out of money. They face vast debts that cannot be repaid, both government debts. China owes the United States a lot of money that they should be repaying right now, but we have not pointed this out, although you can figure it out from the things. We instead of saying to them, well, look, you've got to start paying interest on the money that we have given you. For some reason, people in Washington feel that would be a mistake. I don't know what they think, but this is a real problem. The home building industry in China has got basically they've got millions of surplus houses, apartments, most of which can't be lived in or are not complete, and the rest of which are sold to party officials for vast amounts of money, and the debt of these companies in the real estate development business. This debt is in the billions, in the tens of billions, in the hundreds of billions of dollars. And I say dollars advisedly because a lot of this debt is dollar-denominated. More than half of Chinese debt is dollar-denominated. So they can't simply print it away. The banking sector is already facing a financial crisis. A number of banks in China, they're not allowing people to withdraw money. People leaving China are not allowed to take money with them. They're really in a desperate situation. And, of course, the political situation is very unclear. Li Keqiang, who was really the last man of the right age, he was a PhD from Peking University in law and economics, he's not God's gift, but at least he has a heart and he has a brain and he's educated. He would have been terrific. He was initially supposed to be the general secretary, but she got rid of him. Now he has, as they say in China, he has been heart attacked. His death is very mysterious. And what it does is it leaves China really hopeless because there's no obvious successor to Xi who has what it takes. So we have to ask ourselves, what does China want from the United States? Well, they're not really interested in climate change. They're not interested in any of the things that we talk about. What they want really is for us to bail them out. To bail them out in the way that we did when they were beginning to grow. It wasn't called bailing them out then. It was called investing in the Chinese economic miracle. Why is all this capital being repatriated from China? Because that miracle hasn't worked. The other thing that China, or I should say the communists, are looking for, they want to enter back into international affairs, and rather in the way that Chiang Kai-shek did, although they're far more successful than he was in many ways diplomatically, they want to somehow punch above their weight. Mr. Xi wants to be seen not just as a national representative, but as a kind of global peacemaker and sage. And he makes himself ridiculous doing this. But they want money, and they see the conflict in the Middle East as their opportunity, along with Russia, to get back into the international ballgame and to confound and stymie the United States and our allies, to divide us. And frankly, this shouldn't be that hard for them to do. But Xi is very inept. I don't know what he and Biden are going to talk about. I can't imagine. I saw Biden on the TV a little while ago. I don't know how he's going to talk to Xi, and I don't know what Xi is going to do. He's equally slow, although he was born that way, whereas Biden has slowed down. I don't know what they're going to discuss, but I think that in many ways this whole summit in near San Francisco is on Wednesday is going to be a huge disappointment. I don't even believe that we only got agreement with him at the end of last week that she was even coming. I think it's most unwise for him to come when he went to South Africa. Rumors are that as he came back, there had been a coup d'etat, and that was why he landed in Xinjiang, so he could deal with the coup d'etat. Because he changed the route of his plane, the plans for ousting him didn't come true. This is just a rumor. I'm not assigning any high level of probability. But this is how they think. The analysts think this way, but so does Mr. Xi. And I think this is an exercise in futility, I believe. And with any luck, it's not going to do terrible damage. But I know us. We're still paying money to them to do bat research. I mean, it's crazy. So I think it reflects delusions on the part of the Communist Party of China and its very divided leadership. Who knows what they're really thinking? And it reflects profound misconceptions that are very widely found in the policy elites of both the Democrats and the Republicans.
Uneasy lies the head that wears the crown. Professor H.J. Mackinder, International Relations, 7 Capitals, 7 Points of View. We're headed to Tokyo, the strongest ally in the Pacific for the United States in its contest with the People's Republic of China. What is Tokyo's point of view on the eve of the APEC sidelines bilateral conversation between the General Secretary of the Chinese Communist Party and President Biden? This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.